Despite a recent history of heart difficulties, Alan Tesci's death struck friends and colleagues by surprise. Perhaps a major reason they were stunned lay in the nature of the man himself. Municipal Clerk Barbara Grunstein worked closely with Tesci during his assembly years.
Alan certainly was. He just had a tremendous life force, which makes his death all the more hard to believe. He was just really full of life and energy and wit and humor and good work.
Like many others, Grunstein had been following Tesci's open-heart surgery at Texas Medical Center in Houston. The 11-hour operation took place last Saturday. The first reports relayed northward were positive until yesterday.
Everybody was hopeful that it was successful, but very sadly it wasn't.
In 2006, Tesci survived emergency surgery for a ruptured aorta. He recovered and finished his final permitted third term on the assembly. This latest operation was to further his treatment. Alan Tesci served on the Anchorage Assembly from 1999 to 2008. His seat B district included Downtown, South Addition, Fairview, Government Hill, and portions of Mountain View. Longtime friend and former Assembly colleague Dick Traney says Tesci's three-term tenure was marked by a deep-rooted personal and philosophical intensity.
He was aggressive. You know, if Alan wanted to do it, it would be done. I remember the last thing we worked on together was the pool issue. Pools were falling apart, so Alan and I came up with a plan, and now the pools are being rehabilitated.
During his assembly years, Tesci took on the big box stores, smoking in public buildings, strip clubs catering to 18 through 20-year-olds, and the city's liquor lobby. With the last group, he often successfully sought compromises both sides could accept. Tributes quickly appeared as news of his death spread. Senator Mark Begich, in a written statement, praised Tesci's quick wit, legal knowledge, and sense of civic service. Mayor Dan Sullivan, who was on the Anchorage Assembly at the same time as Tesci, wrote, "While we did not always agree, we respected each other's devotion to improving life for Anchorage residents. His passion was apparent to anyone who met him." Although while on the Assembly, Tesci was considered an ally of then-Mayor Begich and often took positions opposite those of then-Assembly member Sullivan, Traney says neither could be absolutely certain of his stance.
And a lot of times it didn't matter if it was a right wing or a left wing. If he thought it was the right thing to do, he would go with it because he thought it was right.
We were very fortunate to have him for those 8 years and for all the other years of service. I think a lot of people have forgotten that he was in the municipal attorney's office under Mayor Knowles and had other positions in the city as well.
Grunstein's wish for Tesci's memory follows that expressed by Traney.
I hope he's remembered as a good member of Anchorage. I mean, we have such a transient population in here. Alan was a good man. He was a good father, a good husband, and he was a good assembly member. I worked with a lot of assembly members. You know, I was on there forever, and he was just an excellent person to work with. He had so much memory stored in his mind that if you wanted something pulled out or you needed an ordinance written or you needed a legal opinion done in a hurry, he could do it.
And often, in fact, most likely, with that unbounded passion for Anchorage's well-being, which marks so much of Alan Tesci's public service career, especially his years on the Anchorage Assembly. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.